meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, so thank you all very much for joining. Today is 24th of February. This is IDN Guidelines Working Group call. We have Mats, Chris, Dennis, Gian, Carl, Pablo, and myself, Samant, online. Over to you, Mats.
Thank you. Thank you very much for preparing the document, Samad. We have, for this, today's meeting, we have the call for comments and the slides for the presentation at the ICANN 55. Let's begin with the items.
Right. Mats, could I interrupt just for a second? Sorry for that. But I'd also like to add that we should also talk about the agenda for our face-to-face meeting in at ICANN 55. Thank you.
Thank you. That's correct. So we have more or less three topics. We have the call for comments on the items. We have the slides for the presentation, and we have the agenda for the item 55. Sarmad has prepared the items that we have talked about and agreed to be or not to be included in the guidelines. So does anyone want to comment? Anyone has any question or reaction or comment on the material? Please, Dennis.
Yes, thank you. So on item number 3, consistency of language tables, it states that the content should be made more consistent across registry and across levels of predictable user experience. I don't have a problem with that. On the second part, it states it should be done by sharing the LDRs across registries and considering all the relevant words. I'm not 100%, the word's not comfortable, but so we're looking consistency by sharing the LDRs across the implementers rather than an authoritative source of the language table itself. For example, I think we have for the Chinese language and the CJK language table, we have a authoritative source that all registers can use. Wouldn't that be a better way to get consistency instead of just sharing across implementers, because we don't know how authoritative those language tables are.
I'm sorry. I just saw Matt's comment. So I don't know how far you were able to get. So I'm going to repeat. So my point is, so we are looking consistency of language through the implementers rather than from a authoritative source. That's where I have a problem with. Thank you. Matt, were you able to get that?
Matt, you're on mute if you're trying to speak. We still can't hear you, Matt.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you, Matt.
Thank you. Do you think that we should work for consistency between languages or tables for the same language? Or do you think that is unnecessary? I'm not sure what your point is. Dennis.
Yes. So it's the the problem is I have that. So we're looking consistency. And I'm fine, and Carl, and I also, you know, support a peer-based sharing of tables in lieu of an authoritative source does not exist. But if they do exist, let's look for consistency using that source instead of just a peer-based sharing of tables.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I think we're missing something about available sources that are right now considered authoritative.
Okay, so your point is the consistency. Yes, Samad.
Sorry, I just want to get in the queue. Please go ahead, Matt. I'll just come after that.
Yes. So your point is that the consistency should be achieved by using authoritative sources rather than sharing the tables. Is that your point, Dennis?
Yes, and when they do exist, let's start from the authoritative source of the text.
Samad?
Yes, so I wanted to point out, I think that's why it currently is worded the way it is, if you look at the last part of this paragraph, it says, and considering other relevant sources. So we do actually have some external sources beyond what registries are producing, and these currently include some tables, language tables, which have been published by IIS. And there are also some additional tables which are currently being developed by ICANN, which will be referred to as reference second-level tables. So as those become available, the working group can consider those as well. If you would like, we can make that more explicit. But at this time, at least I had not made that very explicit in the wording and just referred to them as other relevant work. So if you want to suggest alternate wording, that would be great as well.
Yeah, I think the one problem is that the different one issue is that different registries choose different language tables because they want to have more or less, support more or less complexity. So, I mean, even if you have an authoritative source, you can come to different conclusions. One example is the Estet in German. Should that be a variant of double S, or should it not? And also, decision of how much should be included in the language table, that varies between different registers. So I think that problem, if we want to have the same table for all registers, or as many as possible, then I think that sharing the table is more effective than considering authoritative sources. Anyone want to come in? That is, please.
Matt, I think you brought a good point where some language tables are going to be more complex than others. Some language tables are going to be as simple as a list of code points, where other language tables will have perhaps variants and other whole level evaluation rules. And is it our goal that every single registry implements the most complex language table, so they can choose to remain on the easier implementation of a script or language? I think that would be a business decision, the registry or registrar, to implement a subset of a rather complex language table. So then, that's the case, are we going to achieve this consistency that we are trying to achieve here?
I think the question could be raised even further. Should we try to enforce, so to say, consistency of language tables? Or do we think it's fine that language tables are not consistent? Carl, you write that there should be a should instead of a must. But the question is, should we even have a should of consistency? Please, Carl, comment.
Yes, I was just observing that, generally speaking, from a user's point of view, consistency should be encouraged. That also benefits registrars and software developers. So from a user universal acceptance point of view, obviously consistency is always going to be beneficial. I think there are good reasons why you would differ, and I don't think I'd want to throw in contractual barriers to differing. But given that there are such benefits to consistency, we should make those obvious, and we should encourage people to have a consistent table. And so where there are existing tables that are in common use, I think people should be encouraged with a should statement. But I think enforcing that might have some deleterious effects on some people who might choose to deploy perhaps a dialect or a slight variation on the language for good reason. So it feels a little bit like a blunt instrument to require everyone to match each other when it comes to complexity, because ultimately the only way you can share a language, in my opinion, is to go to the most complex, because if you go to the most simple, you will inevitably over-sanitize the language. So there might be reasons why you wouldn't want the most complex solution in all cases. And if you are an implementer and you've made that conscious decision, I don't see why the guidelines should sort of override that freedom.
Right. From a user perspective, it would be easier if all registries use the same language table for the same language. On the other hand, that would block the possibility of different registries to take different decisions of complexity. Should that be interpreted in the RFC meaning of should, that you have to have good arguments to deviate from this, from the consistency? Is that what we mean? One? Paul? What do you mean by should? Is that the strong should meaning of the RFC?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, that you would have to have a good reason not to deploy the language, because there are such strong benefits for having consistent tables. But if you have chosen to do so, then and you have a good reason, then I think you should be allowed, the guidelines shouldn't override that kind of that ability to tailor for your own consumer groups, because it might be that they're an underserved consumer group that is not going to be affected by the broader tables that are already out there for their language.
Does everyone agree that we should have a should on consistency? Chris, you want to comment?
Hello, yes, this is Chris speaking. I mean, my preference would be for must, if possible, but I'm a realist. I think it's probably going to end up being a should.
Yeah, I would say that a must is very difficult to have.
Yes.
So anything stronger than a should, I don't think it's possible to have. Okay, so then if we agree that there should be consistency, the question is, of course, what the reference is. I mean, what language table should you use? But anyway, to achieve consistency, then the question is not of finding the right authoritative sources, but rather to have a defined reference. This is the language table to be used for that language. And then I think that, I don't know if sharing the LGRs across registries is a way of achieving consistency. Isn't that I can define a reference language table for each and every language, or for many languages at least? Isn't that the way of achieving consistency? Anyone? Anyone to want to comment that? I think it's problematic if we want to have consistency to say that you should share your language tables, because that will not result in consistency. Chris, you have your microphone on. Please comment.
Thank you. This is Chris speaking. Actually, the microphone's on because I forgot to switch it off. But actually, I was typing something, so I'll say it instead. So, yes, I mean, I think that we are going to we're going to have to use the word should here, and when we do that, I think perhaps we have to stress that if people want a good user experience, then it will have to be based on quite a limited number of recommended sources. So, yeah, that's really our way of, we're stuck perhaps with using should, but at least if we are able to say, you know, if you use this, then your user experience is likely to be better. So, yeah, that would be what I would like to say on that.
So, we should gear towards one reference. Isn't that what we should?
Again, Chris speaking. And I think where possible, we want to be basing things on the ICANN top level work, and then failing that on second level work, and then other more conservative tables. So, you know, I gave the example of .com as being a liberal table. It's actually quite interesting that there's a, you know, one minute you're talking about liberal, so this is allowing all kinds of things that perhaps we wouldn't want, and I think some of them even allow emoji, this sort of thing, and probably wouldn't want very liberal tables. But there's a difference between those sort of liberal tables which contain code points we probably wouldn't want to, and complex LGRs. So these could be very complicated LGRs, for example, for Chinese, where you have complicated variant relations, but actually, you know, it's been okayed by experts. So although it's complex, it's actually not liberal.
Dennis? Oh, did you change your mind? A comment to Chris there. I think you have a good point that liberal and complex doesn't mean the same thing. I mean, it could be actually reverse. You could have a liberal table containing just a lot of code points that you allow for a language. And you can have a complex one where you have restrictions so that certain code points are only allowed in certain positions, and you can have variants and actually variants that depend on the position in the string. And so that is less liberal. So I think you have a good point there.
Thank you, Matt. Examples we could think of would be, you know, some of the .com tables are, you find the most extraordinary code points in there. They are very, very liberal. So that they're examples of liberal. And then perhaps we could use the Chinese, Japanese, and Korean tables as examples of complex tables. These are top-level tables. The only slight problem with that, with the CJK tables as the example of complex, is that actually I think usually it's quite rare in Chinese, Japanese, and Korean to have characters which can only appear in certain positions. So,
I think that some Arabic script tables are a better example of complex, with a lot of contextual rules and also sometimes variants depending on the position. So I think that is a better example of complexity. But they're complex in different meaning, so.
Yes, but come to think of it, Arabic, because of the fact that it's used by so many languages, and you have relationships between four code points, just depending, is it the beginning, middle, end, or is it standalone? The basic things are, and so you need quite complicated WEs to explain that. So, yeah, that sounds like a really good example of complex. So we could perhaps think of the Arabic top-level table as being complex, but not literal. So, yeah, a nice example.
Chris, you referred to the top-level tables. I don't think they are that good references for the second level, because the top level tables are restricted. You don't allow any numerals in the top level. You don't allow any other type of code points like dash, etc. So the second level are more liberal in that sense. So the top level is less liberal and less complex than you will see in the second level. So I think that the reference tables for the second level must be different from the top level tables. And secondly, there are no language tables for the top level, for the root zone. Only script tables for the root zone.
Perhaps I realize Farmer wants to jump in, but just quickly to respond to that. So I think what we want to do perhaps, I still think my instinct is to start with top level, but what we want to do is have a second level which is more complicated than the top level, but not more liberal. So, we might decide, say, okay, second level, we will allow what's there in the top level, but we will allow Arabic numerals, or we will allow the dash. The idea would be that the second level would be more complicated, but it actually wouldn't be liberal because it would still be restrained by tight rules. The fact that language is much more important at the second level is a huge challenge, I would admit that.
Yeah, and here in the items, it only referred to language tables and consistency of language tables. But on the second level, we have registers that have chosen to have script-based tables instead. So, for example, a Latin script table that covers many languages, or a Han script table that covers Chinese and the Han code points in Japanese. So I think that we must include that in the items too. Any comments on that?
Chris speaking. Just briefly, I think you're right. That sort of area is the difficult thing. It's, you know, how do you make that jump between, you know, what are very fine scripts and then what have the risk of becoming quite liberal language tables, but yeah, our colours that reminded of the chat room that from us.
Sarmad, please. I didn't scroll up high enough to see your hand. Please go ahead.
Okay. Thanks. So I have a few comments now, I think. So I'd like to, I guess, step back a bit. So at this time, I think we are probably discussing that, you know, how we should finalize this language for this document, and whether, you know, so that we can, I guess, circulate it during ICANN 55 or pre-ICANN 55. In the context of consistency, I think eventually there needs to be more discussion. At this time, obviously, that may not, we just don't have time for that discussion, but I think that's not the intent of this document either. The intent of the document is to raise issues so that people can come and get engaged with us at ICANN 55. However, I think one of the things we should probably do is define what consistency is. What do we mean by consistency? So consistency doesn't necessarily mean that two things are equal. So one could be a subset of the other, an appropriate subset, whatever quote-unquote appropriate means. And that's something I think we should probably define. We should at some point also probably articulate what the benefits of consistency is, why we as a working group think that consistency should be there. And then maybe we can even look at what are the different levels of consistency and where does the working group think, you know, where the line should be drawn, you know, what should be acceptable and what should not be acceptable. And so on. So, all those kind of discussions, this can probably happen around consistency, and I'm not sure whether they should or not. But you know, all the discussion which is happening right now is very relevant. So those are, I think, some fundamental questions. What we're saying here is that, and what I guess what I'm also hearing around is that everybody does agree that it is a relevant topic. And we do need to get involved in it and provide some feedback to the community through this guidelines process. So that's one thing I wanted to say. The other thing is that the language tables, I think you're right in pointing out that that's actually certainly an error. And I think the more appropriate terminology, which is generally used, is IDN tables rather than language tables mean either language or script. So one thing I would go back and do is change this to IDN tables rather than language tables so that confusion is not there. And we are certainly talking about script level or language level analysis. That's also something I guess we need to talk about at some time, at some point, whether those two levels of distinctions are appropriate or whether there is actually a continuum between language and script where some people may want to support three languages out of all the possible languages in that script and so on. So those are also some discussions which we need to have. So I'll stop there. Again, making a comment that I think it would be useful to get some concrete feedback on whether you agree with the language of this this particular paper, where you do not agree, how we should change that language so that we can finalize this document as well. Thank you.
Okay, I will give an answer there. I suggest that in three, that this should be done by sharing. I think it's too early to take that decision of how things should be done. So this could be done by sharing LGRs across registries, creating reference tables and considering other relevant work. Then we open up more for discussion of how things could be done and not deciding now the mechanism. But that's my suggestion. Anyone want to comment? Do you agree that we should have could instead of should? Carl, thank you. Anyone else? Anyone disagreeing of having could instead of should? Okay. Suggestion of renaming from language table to IDN tables. Yeah, I think that if anyone is against IDN tables or against could, please speak out. Samad, please. You raise your hand.
Sorry, I just forgot to take it down. I don't have a comment. Thank you.
Chris.
Sorry, I was sleeping when you were talking about could. I think I missed exactly the context you wanted to use that in. Could you explain that a bit more?
In number three, bullet number three, the last sentence says, should be done by sharing. Or my suggestion is that this should be replaced by this could be done by sharing the LGRs across registries, and then inserting creating reference IDN tables and considering other references. That's my suggestion.
Why?
So that we don't take the decision right now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so I have to admit I'm still happy with should.
The first should is not
changed. Yeah.
The second should, because I'm not sure if sharing LGR tables across registries is a way of creating consensus.
Oh, right, okay, sorry. Yes, I think I've got confused between there are actually two uses there. So if we leave the first one, and then we say this could be done. Yes, okay, sorry, I've got it, yeah. I was confused by the two usages.
Samad has written it in the chat.
Lovely. Yes, got it. Sorry to be slow.
Okay. Let's agree on that. Or Carl. Thank you, Carl. Okay, so we had a focus on three. Let's move on. Anyone want to comment any other bullet in this table?
Matt, this is Jan speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes, please. Yes, we hear you.
Item number six. Because I think I couldn't make the previous meeting. So why registration data is not relevant? What's the reason behind this decision?
Well, we came to the conclusion that this is outside the IDN work.
So is it correct that because the registration data includes the who is information, right? So do you think that display the IDN label or in who is relevant or not relevant to IDN issue? I mean, what do you mean by the registration data?
Good point. And when you raise it like that, in who is, you say if two label is shown or not, is that what you mean?
Yeah, that's right.
Carl, do you want to comment?
Yes, I was just observing that there are internationalization efforts within the context of both WHOIS and I suppose RDAP, although that's a nascent technology, as well as several WHOIS efforts to enhance the amount of data that we're collecting. I'm not sure how an IDN working group or a guidelines working group could ever offer anything more than just the most cursory of comments on it, unless we were to essentially overreach into an area that's already been covered. The registration data is part of the WHOIS efforts. The collection of that will be part of any extension that we offer to registrars. And the display of that will be governed by either a clarifications effort or the RDAP profile. So putting anything in the guidelines that discusses that would have to always point back to one of the existing consensus policies or implementation guidelines. We could make a statement, I suppose, but we couldn't, I think, guide people other than to look elsewhere.
Okay, Samad, you have your hand up.
Thank you, Matt. I'm sorry, I didn't get the last part of what Tom said. However, I wanted to, first of all, agree to the initial part of what Carl said, that there is actually quite a bit of work going on by different working groups on registration data, and they're looking at, multiple facets, including how to internationalize this data. But there could be other aspects which they may not be looking at, and that's one of the things. For example, is how IDN variants, the registration data of variants may actually be similar or different to each other. Another area is. If we talk about, so data around variants, how that data is connected with each other. That was some of the intent behind putting this particular recommendation across. That may actually be too detailed at this time to get into. So I generally, agree that there is actually other groups which are working on it, and that's actually a good reason why not to consider it.
Okay. So one option is to change the not relevant to a will be considered.
Yeah, I think that's good. That's because at this stage, I'm not 100% sure that this is pretty not relevant. But maybe better off to say could be considered or should be considered.
Will be considered, and we say that we will look
yeah,
at.
Yeah, will be considered. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, good.
Is the group fine with changing the position on line number 6 from not relevant to will be considered? What do you say, Carl?
Yeah.
Pablo?
I support will be considered. This is Pablo.
Okay, so let's, yes, thank you. Let's do that. Okay, could we leave this and spend the last minute for the slides? Can you display the slides, Samad?
Sure, just give me a minute. With these changes, while I put the slides on, I think it would be useful if you could also guide me how you would want this document to be distributed.
Any suggestion from the group? Maybe channel to the sponsoring organizations that we represent. So going to ALAC, CTNSO, GNSO, and SSAC.
So Matt.
Yeah.
Besides the group member, who will be the audience of this slides?
Audience at the meeting?
I mean the audience of this presentation slides in ICANN meeting.
Right. Anyone interested in the IDN area, and mostly people engaged in various parts of the IDN work. So people working at the root zone level for the LDR for the root zone. And yes, I don't have a definite answer. Maybe Samad can comment that.
Good. So it's my understanding that the latest version, the previous version, is 3.0 in 2011. So it's like 5 years ago. So maybe it's better to add one slide in this presentation to say what's the gap between the 3.0 and our current work, or maybe just one page to say what's the question remaining unresolved in the previous version 3.0. So that's why we come in. I think we need to give some background information, a gap information to the audience.
Okay.
Is
so,
that good?
So that's slide 3. Have we come far enough to give such a gap information? I'm not sure that we are. We have been asked this group has been formed to do a revision of the guidelines and present an updated version.
Mm-hmm.
Strictly, it could come to the conclusion that the old one is good enough.
Okay, good. So So you mean one conclusion is that maybe the old version is good enough, so there's no need to update. That's good.
It's more like
good.
Theoretically possible, but
yeah,
but,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
we
yeah,
have
yeah, that's
given.
Right, that's right. Sure. I agree with Kyle that we may not be able to say we see the gap, but we were able to at least to say what we were asked, because there must be a reason to say we need to form a new group to prepare for some update. That must be a reason.
In slide 3, it stated that GNSO community requested for updating the guidelines. I don't know, Samad, can you share anything specific that they have said? Samad doesn't seem to be able to speak.
Sorry, I just got dropped off.
We can hear you now.
Was there a question for me? I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part of the conversation.
Yeah. In slide 3, in status, GNSO community requested for updating the guidelines. Do you have more substance of what they were thinking of? Anything specific that they thought needed update?
Right. So the conversation at that time basically referred to just the guidelines being very old. They haven't been updated since 2011, and there has been a lot of work in this area, especially in the context of label generation rules. So there's certainly new terminology which has come through, and there's much more practice which has now been the ideas are out there and people are using them, people are offering them. So there's been a lot of learning since 2011, and GNSO community generally felt that there is a gap because of that, and therefore these these guidelines should be revisited to see how they can be updated based on that learning.
Okay. Any more comments on slide three? Otherwise, I think it's quite clear. In slide four, Samad, could you add the organization of people which are missing?
Sorry, Kent, could you repeat? Okay, so
slide
the missing
four?
Organization, certainly. Okay. I don't have that information for everybody, but I can reach out to people and get that information, certainly, no problem.
Thank you. And then we have the topics, and that's the same change as we've already discussed. Or changes. So we don't have to spend time in slide five and six. Yes, and then we come to slide seven, and there's not much to comment on that. Anyone wants to comment the slide set? Okay, we have not created the agenda for the face-to-face meeting. So we have to do that over email because now it's past our schedule. Who will attend the meeting? At site.
I will be there, but I'm not sure whether I will stay until Wednesday, because we can only stay like 2 or 3 days there. But I haven't got my visa. I will finalize everything, I think, at the end of this week. So maybe we can discuss this in the mailing list.
Okay, so only Chris. In the people who are here will definitely attend at site, and of course Sarmad. I'm sorry, Sarmad and Chris. We know that Edmund will be there too. I'm not sure about anyone else. Okay, so I will reach out to Edmund and ask him to take the lead to create the agenda. Okay. Thank you very much for today. Thank you for participating, and thank you, Samad, for supporting work.
So I will update the documents and the presentation and circulate it again to everybody just to make sure that the changes are incorporated. And if you have any feedback, obviously, please let us know over email and we'll finalize it.
Thank you very much.
And then as far as the circulation is concerned, sorry for that, but are we saying that we will all of us are going to take this document as soon as it's finalized and internally share it with our own community members, and that would be the channel, or is there additional channel which we will be using?
I think that's a good channel that you're proposing, Sama. I believe that each one of us could go back to our communities and share the what we have accomplished here, and returned with the feedback that we receive as a result.
Okay, so it's
okay.
At least that channel, and then I'll suggest if there's anything else which you would like staff to do in context of dispersing it to a larger, broader community, please let us know over email.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.
Have a good rest of the day, all.
Thank you.